Thank you. Welcome to Brainwash Radio, the podcast edition. My name is John Whitney. I am your host. That is brand new music from Kieran Hebden, most famously known as Fortet, recording under an alias, which is a bunch of wingdings, and it's completely unpronounceable. Unless it is pronounceable, and I don't know about it, but I don't know about it. And that comes from a new album on the Text label. The Text catalog is 059, but the album title and the song titles are all a bunch of wingdings, characters, etc., etc. But it's out now. And right now here is music from Kevin Richard Martin, joined with Felicia Chen. Kevin Martin records as The Bug. Felicia Chen records as Disfig. This is their second collaboration between each other together. This is off of the new series from Kevin Martin's Pressure label, Ladybug, and this is Vanishing. That is new music from Rotterdam producer Frank Dublin from the Echo Limited 14 EP from the Echo Limited label. That was Northern Light, the original mix. Right now here is brand new music from Clara Lewis from the forthcoming album Opening on Editions Mago. This is Ta Min Hand. The album is due out on September 4th.
Thank you.
Vanishing Twin is the trio of vocalist Kathy Lucas, bassist Susumu Mukai, and drummer Valentina Magaletti. The new album is titled Archives, but I think it's actually new music. Comes out through the Fire label on September 2nd digitally. The physical version to be mailed out at a different date. That was Bring Me the Axe. Right now, here is brand new music from Andrew Chalk. His first release for the Students of Decay label. Album is due out on September 4th, titled Mystical Obscurant. Here is Higher Love.
Thank you. octopi can change color. Well, most people, I think, assume that they do this for camouflage. That would be a reasonable assumption. They don't do it for camouflage. Let's talk about octopi for just a moment. First of all, they're mollusks. They divided from our evolutionary line 700 million years ago. They're related to escargot. They have no backbone, for crying out loud. They're not even vertebrates. But what is always said in biology classes about octopi is that they're a wonderful example of parallel evolution because their optical system is very much like a mammalian optical system. Well, why is this? Well, it's because they evolved in an environment, the reef environment, that is an environment all as dense with signals as a rainforest is. And an octopus is soft-bodied. It can not only change color, but it can also change its surface from smooth and rubbery to bumpy, pimply, rugose, ribbed, so forth and so on. And also, because it is soft-bodied and in an aqueous environment, it can fold and unfold and reveal and conceal parts of its body very, very quickly. Well, all of these behaviors and physiological characteristics go together to make the octopus an excellent visual communicator. And the color changes, the blushes, traveling dots and bars that these creatures manifest, and the squids do it too, are language. And if you're interested in this, there's a wonderful book by a guy named Monahan called Communication and Non-Communication Among the Cephalopoidea. And he goes as far as creating a grammar for this stuff. Well, so then, in a way, you know, if you pull back from the mundane assumptions about this, what's happening is the octopus wears its mind on its skin.
That is music from Barda Pond from Volume 6, the sixth in the band's series of limited edition super rare releases showcasing jams, sessions, and other miscellany. We heard Octopi. Right now, music from their three-lobed label from the group Ribs. The album Cold Ribs comes out on August 21st. And here is the first song from that, Not a Boogie. Aaliyah, spelled A-L-I-A, is a Los Angeles-based theremin player. The album Where the Echoes Bloom is out now through the Leaving Records label. That was Aquamarine Dream. Right now, here's music from Lucene, due out on August 21st through the Ghostly label. Melting Days is the name of the album, and here's the first single from it, Pendulum.
Thank you.
That is The Field, which is the long-running musical project of Swedish producer Axel Wilner from the Now You Exist album on the Studio Barnhus label. That was Another Day. And that pretty much brings us to the end of this episode of Brainwash Radio, the podcast edition. My name is John Whitney. Thank you for everyone who's been expressing their gratitude in coming back after a brief hiatus. And I'd like to take a moment to thank Jennifer for sending the picture of her son in the moonlight at City Island in the Bronx, which is New York City, for those who don't know that. Keep those images coming. Keep those emails coming to podcast@brainwashed.com. Also, make sure you go to brainwashed.com to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast all over the world wide webs. And make sure you also check out tour dates, new release news, and some music reviews still. Yes, we still exist. We're going to end with music from Severed Heads, going back originally to 1992. The album Cuisine with Piscatorial is getting another reissue treatment, this time through the Dark Entries label on August 7th. And here is Twister. Thank you for tuning in, and please tune in again next time.